Under the greenwood tree, or the Mellstock Choir, a rural painting of the Dutch school, by Thomas Hardy. The Preface of 1896. This story of the Mellstock Choir and its old established West Gallery musicians, with some supplementary descriptions of similar officials in Two on a Tower, A Few Crusted Characters, and other places, is intended to be a fairly true picture at first hand of the personages' ways and customs which were common among such orchestral bodies in the villages of 50 or 60 years ago. One is inclined to regret the displacement of these ecclesiastical bandsmen by an isolated organist, often at first a barrel organist or harmonium player. And despite certain advantages in point of control and accomplishments which were, no doubt, secured by installing the single artist, the change has tended to stultify the professed aims of the clergy, its direct result being to curtail and extinguish the interest of parishioners in church doings. Under the old plan, from 6 to 10 full-grown players, in addition to the numerous more or less grown-up singers, were officially occupied with the Sunday routine, and concerned in trying their best to make it an artistic outcome of the combined musical taste of the congregation. With a musical executive limited, as it mostly is limited now, to the parson's wife or daughter and the school children, or to the school teacher and the children, an important union of interests has disappeared. The zest of these bygone instrumentalists must have been keen and staying to take them as it did on foot every Sunday after a toilsome week through all weathers to the church, which often lay at a distance from their homes. They usually received so little in payment for their performances that their efforts were really a labour of love. In the parish I had in mind when writing the present tale, the gratuities received yearly by the musicians at Christmas were somewhat as follows. From the manor house, 10 shillings and a supper. From the vicar, 10 shillings. From the farmers, 5 shillings each. From each cottage household, 1 shilling. Amounting altogether to not more than 10 shillings a head annually, just enough, as an old executant told me, to pay for their fiddle strings, repairs, rosin, and music paper, which they mostly ruled themselves. Their music in those days was all in their own manuscript, copied in the evenings after.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?